What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Sports Medicine Broadcast, episode 50. I am a gospel rapper for May 1st, 2013. All right, so if you listen to Lecrae at all, you know, people have been talking about him being a gospel rapper. He's a rapper, and, you know, he's definitely Christian and everything he does, but he doesn't want to be labeled as a gospel rapper so that he can connect with other people. So that's why I wanted to throw that out there, because I am a gospel rapper. But if you look at the title, we're talking to athletic trainers today. So you get it? You know how we always say, that's a rap? Gospel rapper? See, Christian, rapping, taping? All right. Anyways, moving on from that. So we typically have a warm-up. We'll keep it short. All right, so when we talk to Dr. Bird, around the deal real quick, we're going to start. Lodi, sleep?
Oh, last night. Breakfast. I slept early tonight. I slept at 10:30. I woke up at 6:30.
All right, good. Claudia?
I slept at 7 and woke up this morning at 6.
Wow. Priscilla, how many hours did you get?
I don't know. I fell asleep like at 12 and I woke up like at 5:45.
So almost 6 hours, not bad.
I slept at 1 and woke up at 6. So like 5 hours.
Kaylin?
Hold on. Because I don't know.
All right, we'll come back to you. Monica?
11.
6. Not bad. All right, so I got decent sleep last night. All right, so we're going to skip the breakfast one. Real quick, you just heard from everybody. Crystal's over here working on Ustream. Crystal, you can hear, right? Awesome. So I changed some stuff up, so now Crystal can actually hear. Of course, I'm your host, Jeremy Jackson. With me today is Crystal's over here on Ustream, and then...
Lorena. Claudia.
Priscilla.
Leslie.
Kaylin.
And Monica is tweeting, and Daisy's taking pictures, and Karen is doing quality control. So, and then, of course, we have two guests. Today is the first time we're doing a show with multiple Skype guests. So, if you're watching on Ustream, the video may or may not have moving pictures of our two guests, because apparently their video is kind of freezing up, at least on my computer, but not on theirs. So, whatever, you can see a picture of them, and then you can hear their words, and then we'll make it all work, right? So, first about Shanae, she's a head athletic trainer at Diamond Hill Jarvis High School in Fort Worth. She's been there for 11 years, or been in the profession for 11 years and 9 years at Diamond Hill. And she didn't really want me to mention this, but I don't really believe in jinxes and the curses. So, she got the Athletic Trainer of the Year for Fort Worth ISD, for the 2008-2009 school year, and so I guess it wouldn't even really matter, because she said it's always a curse for the person after the next year after that for injuries. But so, well, if you get a lot of injuries, it's just more experience for you, right?
Right.
Right, and what then wants? And then we have Miss Renata DeLello, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, and then she didn't fill out any information. So real quick, tell us.
I'm actually the co-athletic trainer at Denton High School in Denton, Texas, and I've been here 8 years.
All right, sounds good. All right.
She unfroze.
She unfroze. All right, so. All right, let's start with Renata. Tell us a little bit about your background, hometown, where you're from, college, that kind of thing.
Okay, so originally I'm from Lubbock, Texas, which is up in the Panhandle, West Texas, windy. And I went to Monterey High School there. I then moved to Wichita Falls and attended Midwestern State University, where I got my undergraduate degree in kinesiology. And then from there, I moved. My first job is actually the same job that I'm still at Denton High School. So that's about it.
All right. Very cool. Shanae?
I am from Amarillo, Texas, which is in the Panhandle as well. And I went to Caprock High School there, and I moved to Abilene and graduated from Hardin-Simmons with an athletic training degree. And then I worked at Childress through a contract high school for about a year, and then I came to Diamond Hill. That's about it.
All right.
I'm not sure who to start. Missionary, can you tell us about your day job, like what you do on a daily basis?
Well, I'm an athletic trainer, so I just pretty much prevent, evaluate, and rehab injuries. I'm also, for every sport, I'm the only athletic trainer at our high school. So, I'm pretty busy. So, luckily we don't have spring ball, so that's a good thing. And I kind of serve, I just, as a counselor, I would say, as most athletic trainers are, they listen to their students and when they have problems and whatnot. So that's pretty much it.
All right. So what, Shanae, you said y'all are 3A, what you said?
Yes, we're a 3A.
All right. So yesterday we were talking when we were doing our test calls, and you said that you have about 800 total students.
Yes, we have about a little over 800, but over 100 of them go to Tarrant County Community College for 4 years, and they never see our high school unless they're playing sports for us. And they're going to graduate high school with an associate's degree.
Wow.
Yeah, we have a program like that. It's called PECS, Passing Early College High School, but they're actually here on campus, and then like their junior, senior year, they go to a community college here, San Jack, so... All right, so.
Mr. Nada, can you tell us what you do?
Yes, ma'am. I probably start school about 6:30. We have athletics from 6:30 to 10. And then I actually teach anatomy and physiology from 10 o'clock in the morning till, well, that's a little bit of a lie, until about 3:15. I have two classes, and then I'm back in athletics from 3:10 to about 6:30 at night. And we actually just started spring ball on Monday. Ooh. But that's about it. That's part teacher, part athletic trainer, or part teacher, all athletic trainer. It's pretty good.
So you teach two classes of anatomy physiology?
I teach four. We're on a block schedule, so I teach two each day.
I gotcha. Wait, what time did you say y'all start school?
We don't start school until 8:50 is when our late bell rings, mm-hmm. But athletics... We have to be there by 6:30 for treatment and early practice and whatnot.
Do you have morning practice?
Yes.
Yes. Not bad, not bad.
Miss Shanae, can you tell us about your summer vacation?
Last summer I went with CSMA to the Dominican Republic. I went with FCA in Atlanta and just went down there. And I thought that I was just going down there to be an athletic trainer for and just take care of injuries or whatnot, but it was so much more than that. It radically changed my life, and I'm going back this summer, so I'm pretty excited.
Sounds good. What about you, Miss Renata?
I actually went to Panama through CSMA with a company out of North Carolina, and I thought I was going to do athletic training, and it really ended up, I was teaching the story of Noah and his ark to little kids, and it was amazing. It was nothing I expected and everything I'd hoped for, I guess. Good like that.
All right, so they were distracting me. They were trying to switch the camera. Leslie basically just wanted to see herself in the camera.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, Renata, you said y'all did like a Noah's Ark in Panama?
Yes. Mm-hmm. They brought the people I went with. I was the only one with, oh no, I wasn't. Me and a friend went through CSMA with them, and they brought all the props, and we dressed the little kids up in little animals with little hats, and we held a big Noah's Ark poster, and the kids got to parade as animals when we were done with the story. So it was pretty fun.
All right, so how long were you in Panama?
I was there about 7 days. 7 days, and in those 7 days we visited probably 3 or 4 different indigenous tribes and kind of hung out. I think we ate lunch at each place, and each place we went to, we had to travel either by canoe or by this really scary boat, and it was amazing. I mean, that's really all I can say about that.
All right, so, yeah, that sounds pretty awesome, traveling by canoe or visiting indigenous tribes. This is stuff you see on National Geographic.
Yes, I mean, it was really out of the magazines. It was crazy.
All right, so Shanae, I was just in Atlanta for a week at the Orange Conference because my wife's the children's leader at our church. What did y'all do there in Atlanta?
Oh, we didn't. I went through with Atlanta. I was actually in the Dominican Republic.
Oh, I don't know how I missed that. I just heard FCA with Atlanta. Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Yeah,
we in the mornings we would play a game with the FCA Dominican teams, and then in the afternoons we would go to villages and just play with the little kids. We painted their nails. They absolutely loved that. I let them play with my hair because they hadn't seen many blonde people before, so they just absolutely loved them. And we went to a village. Well, it was considered a landfill, and 5,000 people lived there, and we just played with those kids. Were just amazing, and they were just so happy, and they had absolutely nothing, and it just, that changed my life right there, just going to that, they called it the dump, and just seeing those kids and playing with them. And one kid had cut his finger with a machete. He was only like 5, and he was with a coconut trying to open it, and he cut his finger, and I took care of that. But I'm afraid it got infected because they don't have any of the supplies that, you know, that we had. So,
all right, so go back to that real quick. You said they call it the dump. Was it actually like there's people's garbage there and they just live amongst it, or?
Yes. I didn't actually go into the landfill. Some of the guys did. I just sat, they had a blacktop, and there were kids everywhere. Most of their parents were not there, so I'm assuming they were probably in the landfill. They look for plastic and whatnot so that they can sell that for food and for water, because all the water is contaminated. And at the time, they didn't have good water filters, but I know that a lot of money has been raised, and they have put new water filters out there for them.
Wow.
How long were you there for?
I was there for 7 days.
Ms. Shanada, do you have any plans for this summer?
I do, actually. I'm going to the Dominican Republic the second week of June. I'll go with SCORE International, which is a sport mission out of Florida. And we'll go, and I think we're doing soccer camps, volleyball camps, and I'm supposed to teach on just general hygiene and taking care of, like, cuts and scrapes and things like that. And I'll be there from the 11th through the 17th of June, and I am super excited.
Ms. Sinead, can you explain your plans for this summer?
I am going back to the Dominican the 15th, June 15th through the 22nd, and I'll be staying at SCORE because that's where we go, but I'm going with FCA again, only this time. And I went with baseball last year, and this year I'm going with softball.
So when you go with baseball, do y'all play somewhere?
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Baseball fields, and the teams that we take will play teams from the Dominican, FCA teams from the Dominican.
So y'all played, I don't know, one day and then went to the dump one day, or how did that?
No, we would play in the morning, and then we would go to villages in the afternoon. So we would go back to the SCORE complex to eat, and then we would go to another village to, and we went to different villages. We also went to a orphanage, and in the afternoon we would play with the kids, or they would put on baseball clinics. I would just play with the kids because I didn't need to teach them anything about baseball. They don't need to learn that from me.
Do they talk a different language?
Say it again.
Go ahead. The language?
Yeah.
They speak Spanish, and you would think I would know Spanish, but I don't. So we had interpreters.
Oh, okay.
That answered someone's question.
That answered my question.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
All right, so what about in Panama?
They speak Spanish. We actually had the two missionaries that were there. They were our interpreters the whole time. So there were some of the people that could speak a little bit of English just because of all the mission work that's being done in Panama. But for the most part, we had to rely heavily on our missionaries, and they were awesome.
So do you speak any Spanish at all, Renata?
No, sir. I don't. I can understand a lot, but I sound very odd when I try to speak Spanish, so I refrain.
Is your name sound, Delelo, sounds like it's a Hispanic origin. Is that?
It's more of an Italian origin. Ah. My mom actually spoke Spanish, but my dad didn't, so she didn't raise us to speak Spanish because of him.
All right. So you probably heard it some, that's why you can understand it?
Yes. Oh, yes. My aunt spoke Spanish to me all growing up, and I would just tell them or ask them what every time they talked to me.
Gotcha. All right, so you said you were in Panama for 7 days, and you would do Noah's Ark parades and that kind of thing for how many different tribes or villages do you think saw?
We actually visited probably 4 or 5 different tribes and villages. And then between those, because we'd have to drive a couple hours to get to those tribes, or canoe a couple hours, between all of that, we went to different elementary schools, and they go to school year-round, so we would go and just kind of at the end of their school day share the story of Noah with them as well. So we'd go to different churches, different schools, different wherever to share the story and just kind of play with the kids and do that. Those kind of things.
All right, I read, I think it's called Through Gates of Splendor. I think is it Jim Elliot? Some, I don't know. It's about missionaries. They went to, I think, one of the African nations and ended up, the husband got murdered. And then, you know, within a few years, those people became, the tribe became Christians. And then were helping in the house with, whatever her name Elliot is, I can't remember. Anyways, did y'all ever feel in either of the countries that you were in danger being in the small tribes or being in the dump or anything like that, that your safety was in danger? Let's start with Shanae.
No, I never felt in danger. They were just loving little kids. And that's mostly that we dealt with were kids. We didn't see many adults, but I never felt in danger at all.
Renata?
I think I felt more welcome in the villages than I would. Like, we went to a mall once, and the police officers just walking around the mall are carrying, like, AK-47s, and I felt more scared walking around in a mall than I did in the Indian tribes. And I felt so comfortable in the villages.
All right. So then, you know, we talked about it being like National Geographic. Because when I think about tribes in National Geographic, they're usually just wearing like a loincloth.
Yes.
Was that in any of the tribes or?
Yes, situations? Most of them have like their. One of the tribes is very. Oh, gosh. They do cut, like, embroidering and stuff. So there was loincloths on the men. The women may or may not have had a top on. They might have had a necklace with a loincloth. The children sometimes had loincloths. Most of them were running around without any clothes. And so it was just kind of with part of the mission, we take, like, clothes and stuff. So a lot of the older men had jeans on and T-shirts and things like that. But anybody younger than probably 30 had a loincloth and tops or no tops.
So what about shoes? They have shoes over there?
Not so much. No, they all walked around barefoot. The kids that were in school, like one of the tribes actually had a school there in the village. They had a uniform. They had like dress shoes and slacks and shirts and so if they were in school, they were wearing their little uniform, and if they were out of school, they were like, took all of that off and put on their loincloth.
Nice. All right, so real quick, just it's kind of random, Shanae and Renata, have y'all ever met each other before? Like when CSMA does the thing, do y'all come to like a central office and then go, or?
We've actually met many years ago through a company we have both worked for, and then kind of re-met up again at the last year CSMA had a meet and greet, and we kind of met up again there. It was kind of small world.
Yeah. And then y'all said y'all are both going to Dominican this year?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are y'all going at the same time? I can't remember what it said.
I think the dates overlap.
Yeah, she said she's going to be there till the 17th, and I get there the 15th, so we'll be there 2 days.
Did you say you're working on different projects, though, so you probably won't cross paths?
Well, if she's going to SCORE, then we're probably going to be staying at the same complex, so we'll probably see each other at night. And then they have SCORE night on Wednesdays, and then they also have service on Sundays and whatnot, so we may see each other at one of those as well.
Oh, that's awesome.
Very cool. It's kind of a small world that, I mean, you're going all across the world. Here we are talking to both of you.
That's true.
In a different world, in different cities, so. All right, where are we at?
Who I ask?
Just ask somebody.
I don't know. What did you... Whichever one y'all want to answer. What did you teach on your trip?
Oh, I taught Noah's Ark. Like, we did a Noah's Ark pageant or whatever.
All right, and then you felt like the kids took hold of that?
Oh, they loved it. A lot of them had heard it before, since it's usually taught really, like, to the younger kids. But I think to be able to dress up as the animals, it made it a little bit more real. So they absolutely loved it.
All right, Shanae?
I talked to some of the FCA Dominican teams about how to keep your body healthy and take care of your body, because most of these guys want to get off the island, and they think the only way to get off the island is by playing professional baseball. And so I told them how to try and keep their body healthy, because if you don't, then that could... keep you from making it professional.
All right, so, Ms. Renata, it sounds like most of yours was just kind of playing with kids and not necessarily any sports medicine. Is that accurate?
Yes, yeah.
All right, and then, Shanae, I know you said you did a lot of playing with the kids, but you actually had some, I know you're traveling with the baseball team and then this year the softball team, so you actually got a chance to use your athletic training and sports medicine knowledge there?
Yes, I did. And not necessarily with all the teams most of the time. A lot of the times I would just see cuts and whatnot on the kids that were just running around. When we were at the dump, the kids had boils all over their skin and whatnot. And so I didn't have antibiotics or anything, but I had antiseptic spray. So I would spray each of them, and they would come and I'd put a Band-Aid on it, and that just made their day. So most of the sports medicine stuff I did was actually with the little kids instead of with the athletes.
And again, just showing them love, huh?
Right.
Ms. Renata, how has this experience changed your professional life?
Oh, my gosh. It has made me appreciate all this stuff that we get to use every day, and just to kind of hug on my kids a little bit more, and not my personal kids, but my students. And just when they ask me what I do during the summer, it's hard to share, you know, your faith a little bit in school. But when I can tell them that I went on a mission trip, and most of them are like, oh my gosh, that's so awesome. So it has just allowed me to be able to share more because I have something to talk about, like the trip. That is, everybody wants to hear about your summer vacation. So it's really just opened my eyes to, hey, I could be doing more with what I've been blessed with. So it's been amazing.
How about you, Mishani?
Pretty much the same thing. They don't have anything, so I've learned to use, when I'm out there, I don't necessarily need all of the most fanciest equipment or band-aids or whatnot. And also just that everybody just wants you to show that they that you care for them. And so it...
Uh-oh. Sound went... The sound went, like...
Yeah, we lost the sound there for the last half of what you were saying, Shanae. I don't know if you can hear us.
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
We can hear you now.
It just showed me that I need to, or just to love on my students more and just show them that I care.
All right, so, see, I had a question. I was going to ask something, and then the messed up sound messed it up. Maybe throw it off. All right, so, Renata, you were talking about using that trip as a stepping stone to share your faith with your students. Can you tell me a little bit more about how you've done that, how that's helped or affected you?
It's what we've been blessed with as far as being an athletic trainer. It's just, it's a different world than anything else. So when the kids ask, hey, what'd you do this summer? And I can say, oh my gosh, I went to the Dominican Republic. Well, why'd you go with them? I went because I'm with, you know, Christian Sports Medicine Alliance, and we're going to use the skills that God has blessed us with to help those who may not know how to help themselves or may not just understand how to help themselves. So it's just, it's a good lead-in. So I can spend more time talking about why I went versus where I went. And it's just been so easy. So a lot of my kids have asked me about it, and I've been able to share more about why I go and, you know, because of my faith, I can do all these things and whatnot. And so it's been almost like a conversation starter. And I'm excited about next year and the conversations that we can have about the next trip that I'll be on. So.
All right, so I assume you took pictures while you were there. Do you have any of those posted up in your classroom or training room?
I have them on my school website, or on one of my school websites as a, like a slideshow. My walls in my classroom are all cinder block, so the pictures don't stick with tape. So, no, I don't have any posted in my classroom, but they're on my school website.
What's your school website?
Oh, good question. That's awesome. DentonISD.org, Denton High School. I don't have the address, but...
We'll Google it.
Yeah, we can.
Okay, Google. I think if you Google my name, the website should come up.
All right, and then after this, if you Google her name afterwards, then it'll come up on this, too.
Huh?
Oh, I said after we finish recording and post this...
It'll come up?
Yeah, because her name will be in the guest or the artist or whatever it is. The title, so...
Oh, that's awesome.
And then it'll be on iTunes and YouTube and Ustream.
Oh, my gosh.
And...
Oh, Lord.
All around the world. I'm just kidding.
All right, so same question, Shanae?
I don't have any posted in my office, but I have brought many pictures. I have I made a book, and my students have all seen that. And I have pictures on my phone that I'm constantly showing.
So it's like a Shutterfly book?
Yes, it was for Shutterfly.
Mm-hmm. Nice. We do those I have two boys, and so we do one for each year. So like when Jonah was one, he had one. When Jonah was two, he had one. And so now Sam will get one when he's one. So it's a fun way to remember stuff, but then, you know.
It's really awesome.
Yeah, I have a little photo album that the kids look through. They'll be, hey, can I look at these pictures? And then, just like you said, it's a great way to tell the story.
Yeah.
Is somebody moving papers?
I'm not sure.
I don't know. Okay. All right, I was hearing a bunch of noise. I don't know what it was. But. All right, so where are we?
I thought that was the green part. Oh, well, where do you see yourself in 5 to 10 years, Miss Shanae?
I laughed when I saw this question because I don't know. I would hope I'm married, I'm planning to still be an athletic trainer, but I'm hoping to move closer to my hometown, Panhandle, West Texas area.
And you, Miss Renata?
I don't know that I'll still be an athletic trainer in 5 to 10 years. I really love being a teacher, and I love being an athletic trainer, but hopefully I'll be married and starting a family, so I don't think the athletic training will be so great as far as, like, in a school, but I will definitely be still part of Christian Sports Medicine Alliance and using my skills, just maybe not full-time as an athletic trainer.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, just so you know, Ms. Renata, if you're looking for CEU events, once if you stop becoming an athletic trainer, you can actually earn CEUs for listening and being part of the podcast, just for listening to all the other previous episodes if you're a member of GHATS. So it's like $20 a year, but you can listen there. And all the instructions are in the member area. It's also on our website. So if you're in a situation where you need CEUs,
okay.
Or, you know, anybody can do it anywhere in the nation or in the world, but just something to keep in mind later on down the road.
Oh, perfect. Thank you.
Because my wife was a teacher, and now she's a stay-at-home mom. And so that's one of the things we're looking into is how she can get professional development hours at home. Because, you know, when you're a teacher, you have to go to all these in-services and you get all your hours. Huh. But
that is the truth. Huh. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Yep. For sure. For sure. You got a question? Are you just waving?
No, I'm waving.
All right. So if somebody, when we talked to Diane Shore, she works here in Houston and went with CSMA. She said that she plans to be a full-time missionary, hopefully in 5 to 10 years. Was that your plan at all, Renata? Or were you just...
I don't know yet. That's definitely out there, but I really enjoy working in the classroom with my students. So I think the mission work will be during the summer and during breaks and things like that for right now.
Gotcha. All right, so if let's get your take first, Shanae. If someone wants to get involved with CMA, CSMA, Christian Sports Medicine Alliance, then what do you think that some of the things that they should consider before they jump in?
I would just say just be open. When I got the email, I just left it open and couldn't decide if I wanted to do it because I never thought I would leave the country. I would just say just be open to whatever God's got going for you because He will radically change your life through this. So if you're ready for to be radically changed through Him, then you should definitely do this.
All right, so openness, to be open and willing. Okay, Ms. Renata?
Somebody asked me this question earlier this year, and they said, what would you do for the rest of your life if you knew you weren't going to get paid for it? And Christian Sports Medicine Alliance has opened that up because... you know, I do have a skill set that not many people do. We all do. And I can impact. So if somebody is thinking about doing it, do it. Jump in with both feet because even if you're scared or nervous or you have a question, those questions will never be answered if you never, you know, take that leap of faith and just go and serve. You know, even if it's just a little bit in your heart, you know, maybe I want to do this, do it. And you're never going to know whether or not it's a good thing or a bad thing until you try it. So.
All right. So obviously you both flew out of the country. It costs money. You know, we're a single income family. My wife, we have two kids. One of the obstacles for me would be the $1,500, $1,700 that it costs. How did you guys get past some of that? Or is that, I mean, just rolling in the dough up there?
Negative.
I just sent out letters to friends, family, and colleagues and asked them to help support me go into the Dominican, and they I had way more than enough last year, and this year I've got my trip paid for. I don't have my airfare paid for yet, but that's how I did it.
Yeah, so just getting crowdsourcing or getting support from your friends and family?
Yes.
Or not anything different?
I work with another company as well, and it's kind of any extra income that I get, it's not mine. So I use it to go on mission trips and stuff like that, and same with letters and whatnot. But really any extra income I get from doing odd jobs, then I put it towards my mission work.
What do you mean you said it's not yours?
It's not something that I count on to, like, pay bills and do those things. So if it's extra, I don't need it. So if I don't want to just use it on frivolous things that I'm just going to hoard. But so I use it to bless others. I, you know, go on mission trips and give to others that, you know, ask and things like that.
All right, so working those extra jobs.
Jackson, can we go on a mission trip?
I have a really good friend that works at the Mission Center Houston right here in downtown Houston.
Uh-huh.
You could go there and feed the homeless.
We should go on another field trip.
And I mean a field trip out of here.
Yes.
I think we should go to a college.
Please.
All right, so that's a topic for a different day.
Or they can come by and pick us up when they're leaving.
Yeah, I don't think they can fit you in their suitcase on the way to the Dominican.
I'll try my best.
All right, so that is kind of a question. I can't remember if I asked Diane. Do you know if they allow high school students, or do you have to be a college student? Or
I think you have to be 18 or 19, but I could just have lied to you. So I'm not sure, actually.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. I know they had a college student or two last year go, but I don't know. I'm sure they could find something for them. But I don't know.
Yeah.
So the baseball teams, were those college athletes, Shanae?
No, they were high school.
They were high school teams? So was that like an all-star team, or was that like a...
No, the coaches would just ask their players. Most of the schools that went with us were private schools, and so they would ask their players if they wanted to go, and they would raise the money. But it wasn't through CSMA. They were going through FCA.
Gotcha.
So that would be a good way for them to go, is find their FCA, and I'm sure they could find mission trips for them to go on.
Most definitely, yeah.
That's a good idea. So there you go. If you wanted to be involved in something like that, you could be part of FCA and see, maybe they could take you as an athlete or even as a student athletic trainer. Maybe you could, you know, sign on, help out there.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Is there anything else y'all would like to share with us?
No, I don't think so.
No, I don't have anything.
Any final parting wisdom or inspirational quotes or anything like that?
Nope.
Nothing? All right. Okay, well, this was pretty cool. I like the multi-Skype guest thing. It was fun. Maybe next time obviously next time I'll have some more experience with it, and hopefully we'll know how to work it all. But I think that's pretty much going to wrap it up.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you guys want to stay on while we close it out, or?
Sure, I'll listen.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Alrighty, we would like to mention the people who support us. Pasadena ISD Education Foundation, DonorsChoose.org, Richard Gregory?
Yep.
I think I said that right. For help in locationing guests. Wait, I just said that totally wrong. Okay.
Rewind.
Okay. Thank you, Richard Gregory, for helping us locate our guests.
All right, yeah. So I've been trying to get a hold of a dermatologist so we could have him. And so... He sent me one, and I called them, and they said, well, if you were in our area, we would make time for you, but since you're not in our area, we won't make time for you. I'm like, that is sorry. I was like, you don't even have to come here. You could just do it on Skype. And they're in Houston. And they said, no, sorry. We won't make time for you. So he sent me another contact. And then this one, as soon as I sent them, they were like, yeah, we'd like to do it. Just tell us the date. But unfortunately, we don't have any room this year, so it won't be till next year that we can do that one. I know. But we have testing. Standardized testing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, next week, huh?
Next week. And then we have a show with about the sports medicine course and administrator buy-in. Then we have a show about, it's going to be the first time we're trying this. We're going to have a physical therapist that's a good friend of my wife's. She's going to do a live evaluation of the spine and back. So she's going to be evaluating somebody.
I'll volunteer.
But, well, she's doing it at her clinic. It's the same one we already talked to, Dr. Amber Lowe.
Oh, okay.
And so she'll do it via Skype. So it'll be interesting for us to see because she just went to a clinic or a workshop this last weekend or so. And so it should be educational and an experience.
Mm-hmm.
So, Renata, I know you said you teach anatomy. If you wanted to either, you know, Skype in or listen, let your kids listen live, then I guess you don't have your kids till 10:30, huh?
But still, it's something that I could, like, pull up and, do.
Yeah, the Ustream video or the YouTube video would be available afterwards, so.
Yeah.
I mean, we usually go from 10:15 to 11:15-ish, so mm-hmm. I don't know if maybe the first part of the class they could jump in and watch or Skype in and ask questions or something like that, but we can communicate on that later, so.
Okay, that works.
All right, well, if you want to contact us, you can check out our website, www.sportsmedicinebroadcast.com. You can watch live the Ustream, and then I just added a thing where it has the YouTube thing embedded, and I'm not sure if it'll stay on there or what, but I think if you search on YouTube, it should come up. And then you can communicate on the social stream there, as always, or todaysmeet.com/sportsmedicinebroadcast if Ustream is blocked in your school district.
Or you could follow us on Twitter at PHS Sports Med, or Google Plus PHS Athletic Training, or Facebook, which is PHS Athletic Training.
Got it. All right, so for Jeremy, our wonderful guest on Skype, representing CSMA.
Lorena, Claudia,
Priscilla,
Leslie,
Kaylin,
Monica, Crystal, Daisy, Karen, that's a wrap.